This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago local school councils had till the end of last week to decide whether to keep police officers at their schools. The mayor and school district leaders insisted that the decision be left up to the elected councils. But some are troubled by the picture that's emerging of which schools will have officers and which ones won't. WBEZ's Sarah Karp reports.
Public participation at Simeon High School's local school council meeting started off with a student explaining how she feels when she walks into her school and sees an armed police officer sitting there. She's talking fast because she only got a minute to speak.
Just know that the officer has a handgun on their hip causes so much stress on the students, not knowing if our lives will be taken away from us within 30 seconds. The job of an SRO.
For the next half hour, almost all the students and teachers at Wednesday's meeting urged the elected local school council to remove police officers from the Far Southside school. It was part of a coordinated, intense citywide effort that included protests and marches. But only 17 of the 72 schools with police officers decided to remove them. Simeon would not be one of them. It turned out to be a complicated decision, especially in neighborhoods where there's a lot of gun violence. One Simeon local school council member put it like this.
I'm not a police fan myself because I am a black man who lived in Chicago all his life. So I know about the police in Chicago. I just like the fact that I can send my child to school and not worry in case something does happen.
Almost all of the city's majority black schools voted to retain the police. The schools that rejected the police are either majority Latino or racially mixed. So now, black students at traditional Chicago public high schools will be way more likely than white or Latino students to go to schools with police stationed in them. Alicia Camille, a youth activist, says she's disheartened. She graduated from a mostly black school that voted to keep the police.
If they're still going to be in schools with the people that they target the most, that they harass the most, that they abuse the most, then there isn't a win for the immediate marginalized group that's most affected by the issue.
Studies show students in schools with police officers are more likely to get arrested for non-serious low-level offenses, such as disorderly conduct. And those arrests, experts say, become an introduction to the school-to-prison pipeline. Karen Shelley is with the ACLU of Illinois. She says she's already concerned that black students with disabilities are disproportionately involved with school police.
The fact that, you know, this is going to be compounded now is really troubling.
Shelley says it's the responsibility of the school district, police department, and city to not have policies that hurt one group more than others. Amy Meek is from the Chicago Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. She adds the school district gave local school councils a false choice. Either they could have the police officers or nothing.
For schools that have fewer resources, schools that are underinvested, they're really choosing between having this additional staff person and having no one there at all.
In fact, at Simeon's local school council meeting, a staff member said the school of 1,400 students, with more than 90% of them poor, has been asking for a full-time social worker for years, but has yet to get one. She said she wouldn't want the police gone until the school has something else in place. Students at the virtual meeting weren't satisfied. One of them spoke up at the end of the meeting.
This is my question for Dr. Harper. Why are we talking about good police instead of good students, considering how this is our school?
The principal, Trista Harper, insisted she does celebrate students, but said there's a war going on in the neighborhood and she needs police in the building because she's scared for her students. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.